is conditional use number 2460, Jose Hernandez Perez.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a warehouse, office, indoor and outdoor storage business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.95 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Barnacle Boulevard and the northeast side of Leighton Davis Road, which is Sussex County Route 312A, approximately 0.28 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 addresses are 31235, 31241, and 31247 Barnacle Boulevard, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 29, parcels 57.02, 57.03, and 57.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan and supporting photographs. We have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a deed for the property. We have a copy of a letter received as part of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and we also have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay, Mr. Hutt.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the introduction, Mr. Whitehouse, members of the Planning Commission. For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm the local attorney here in Georgetown. This afternoon, I'm representing the owner of the property, who is also the applicant, Jose Hernandez Perez. He was sitting immediately to my left, your right. He's obviously available to answer any questions that members of the Planning Commission may have. Sitting next to him is Ken Usab, a professional engineer with Morris and Ritchie Associates, and they are the engineers assisting with this conditional use application.
I thought it was a bodyguard.
Today's application, as it was just introduced, is for an office, shop, warehouse, indoor and outdoor storage on an assemblage of three parcels that were on the screen a moment ago when the tax map was there. And as was indicated, they are situated along Barnacle Boulevard, which is the shared access road for those parcels and how they access Leighton Davis Road. Before getting into the details of the application and being mindful that myself and I believe Mr. Rogers, who has the last application, are what stand between this Planning Commission and its freedom for the year from further meetings, and it's brings it closer to the Christmas holiday. But I did want to go into one little thing because this is the season for heartwarming stories. And as the commission knows, I can't resist history or good stories or names of roads or those types of things. While it's certainly not a Christmas story, it is a story about the American dream. I know this Planning Commission has often expressed its support for small businesses and the growth of those businesses. The gentleman to my left, to your right, Jose, he moved to the United States from Toluca, Mexico in 1998 when he was 20 years old. When he got here, he looked for work, started with him picking peaches, and a friend suggested he look into footing and foundation work in the construction industry. That began his path towards working with concrete that he has been participating on for the last 25 years. From 1998 until 2009, Jose worked for two companies that poured foundations and footers in that time. During that time, of course, he learned the concrete business, he learned to speak English, and he also learned about operating a business from the individuals who he worked for. In 2009, as everyone that's here is familiar with, the recession had occurred, the housing recession and slump had occurred. The company that he worked for closed its Delaware division, and in the midst of that, he decided to start his own business working in concrete, which is now known as Delaware Concrete Foundations and Slabs LLC. That business started with about three employees in 2009. Since that time, the business has grown through his hard work. It does foundations, slabs, concrete flat work, paver installation, and landscaping for individuals, for many of the regional builders, and also for five national builders whose names you would all recognize readily. Delaware Concrete today employs about 40 individuals as part of its business and certainly works with many other subcontractors and trade partners. Delaware Concrete Foundations and Slab was also awarded Lennar's Trade Partner of the Year Award. And if that wasn't enough, Jose also established a home building business known as Apollo Homes LLC, to construct single-family homes in the Sussex County area. And so, of course, you can see that's certainly the fulfillment of the American dream to move here, start by picking peaches, learn a trade, learn to speak English, learn to operate and run a business, begin that business, work hard, and then see that business now be something that provides services to residents of Sussex County and employs 40 individuals, and certainly also provides work to a number of subcontractors in the area. Of course, there can be growing pains when someone starts a business, and I'm not referring to the county as a pain, but one of those difficulties that one of those difficulties was that as the business expanded and grew, it was leasing the three properties along Barnacle Boulevard that were here on this afternoon. And the business organically grew, and eventually the county noticed that growth, and there were some notices of violation that were sent. Initially, those notices of violation, many of them related to building permit questions and issues, and then there was notices of violation regarding the use of the property, because there is a business type use that's being conducted on the property. All of the notices regarding building permits have been addressed. The proper building permit has been sought, and they may not all be closed out because of, well, even this application, but they're in the process of being addressed. And the last notices of violation revolve around the use of the property, and of course that brings us here to this public hearing this afternoon. As was indicated, the property is off of Layton Davis Road, and it is, I would call that the greater Millsboro Long Neck area of Sussex County. This property is located about a third of a mile south of the intersection of Layton Davis Road with Route 24. As was introduced, there are three tax parcels that are involved with this application. They total just a little bit under 3 acres of land, being precise, 2.95 acres. And all of these three parcels use Barnacle Boulevard, which is also owned by the applicant, to access Layton Davis Road, as it was a minor subdivision many years before Jose owned the property. In the 2018 comprehensive plan and its 2045 future land use map, the property is shown as being within a coastal area, as are the properties that surround it. As the commission is familiar, properties in the coastal area have two distinct qualities. One is the comprehensive plan talks about it being one of the most desirable locations for new housing in Sussex County. And secondly, that the region contains ecologically important and sensitive characteristics, and the county and its land use should take that into account. As you'll hear in a moment, there are no particularly sensitive ecological areas on this property. And it's also, of course, strategically situated in a location where it is desirable for there to be housing, and it supports that need within the county. The Sussex County zoning map identifies this property as being zoned GR, general residential. All of the properties that immediately touch this property are also zoned GR, except for the property in the rear. The property that is in the rear is zoned MR with an RPC overlay, and it is the Patriots Glen community that is currently under construction. If you were to move away from the immediate area of this property, closer to Route 24, even at its intersection with Layton Davis Road, there's a number of zoning classifications that exist, C1, CR1, B1, C2. Those are all commercial and business designations. There's also, as I mentioned, the MR and AR and GR zoning designations as far as residential zoning classifications in this area. The property is not within a floodplain. As shown on the FEMA flood maps, it is mapped as being Zone X, and as the commission is familiar with, that means that it is outside the 500-year floodplain. The property is also not located within a source water protection area, which means it's not located or doesn't have a wellhead protection area within its boundaries, nor is it within an excellent groundwater recharge area, as those things are defined in Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. In the project book materials, there was an environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report that was provided by Mars and Ritchie Associates, which indicated that there are no wetlands on the property or within a half a mile of the property. And that goes back to the comment I made earlier about the coastal area, that there is nothing that's potentially environmental concern, such as wetlands, that would be impacted by this use. Water is provided to the properties by existing wells. Similarly, sanitary sewer service is provided to the property by on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems. A service level evaluation request was sent to DLDOT, and it responded that based upon its memorandum of understanding with Sussex County, that the traffic impact of this proposed use would be diminutive. As the commission is familiar with, that means less than 50 vehicle trips are anticipated per day. With that background on the business that would be operating here and the property's location and other characteristics, I did want to review the proposed use of the property as part of this conditional use application, as well as the site plan itself, which certainly informs many of those uses. A couple of minutes ago, I referenced that Delaware Concrete now employs approximately 40 people. Before anybody thinks that that's what's intended for this property, of course, most of those people don't use this property. There's about 7 to 10 office staff who are based out of this property. The other individuals start their day at whatever job site it is that they're working at, whatever community is, and they do not begin their day here or end their day here. So this is really more of an office location and office use. In addition to that, there is storage of materials and building tools and implements. And so that is why the conditional use has such a broad characterization as it was introduced. There are rare occasions when a vendor will come to the site. Largely that would be for deliveries. And I would say, based on my conversations with the applicant, there's even rarer occasions when a customer comes. It's really not a location, it's not intended to be a retail location or a location for a person to come and conduct business. Most of the business is conducted on job sites throughout the county and the greater area. When the property, in its initial condition, before Delaware Concrete leased it and then owned it, there was three buildings on the property. There was a home on the first lot closest to Layton Davis Road, and then there were trailers on the lots that go back further as you go down Barnacle Boulevard, further away from Layton Davis Road. The original house is no longer there. That home has been replaced by a new home. There was an attempt to renovate it, and that ultimately ended up with it being fully replaced. The two trailers that were on the lots, I'll call them lots 2 and 3 or B and C as you travel back along Barnacle Boulevard, are still there on the property, and there were photographs of them in the project book materials that you saw. Looking at the site plan that is on the screens around the room right now, I did want to review that plan for the Planning Commission to better understand how the property would be used. Of course, at the bottom here where the cursor is located, is Layton Davis Road, and this tax parcel here, this rectangle is Barnacle Boulevard, which provides access to the three lots. Where the cursor is located here was the former location of the original home that has since been replaced, and then to its left is the location of that office workshop that there are photographs of, and where it is proposed that the business would be conducted and run from. In addition, you can see there are parking areas on this first lot for both the residential home as well as the office and workshop. If you move back to the second parcel, you can see this, where the cursor is located, is a trailer. And in that trailer presently is where the office employees are located. That was converted over time from a residence to an office use by Delaware Concrete. Should the Planning Commission make a favorable recommendation and then ultimately County Council approve this, the goal would be to move the employees from that trailer to the building in the front along Layton Davis Road, and that trailer where the cursor is located would be restored to being a two-bedroom residential trailer. Also on this second parcel, and you certainly can't read it on the screens around the room based on the size of the font, but if you could read it, there are outside storage areas for materials that are proposed there. There are containers in which the materials are stored, and then some of the materials, if it's appropriate for them, are just stacked neatly in rows adjacent to that. The same is true along where the cursor is located here in this area of that middle lot. We'll call it lot 2 or B. The third lot at the rear of Barnacle Boulevard, the furthest lot away from Leighton Davis Road, has that third trailer that I was talking about. That is still on the property. It is still used residentially. On the left-hand side, as you're looking at the screens, there is a Quonset hut that is shown there with storage areas, that outside storage areas that surround that facility. Because this is a conditional use, and then there are certainly conditions that are anticipated to be placed on this use should the Planning Commission see this application favorably, did want to detail that site plan. And if you looked through all the various pictures, and I have a number of the pictures here, this is, of course, from the view from Leighton Davis Road. On the left-hand side of the picture, the first building you see is the office workshop, and just beyond that picture is the home that was constructed. This, of course, is going the opposite direction on Leighton Davis Road. You can see the entranceway that's located here, which is Barnacle Boulevard. These are, of course, the mailboxes for each of the three parcels that exist there. This is Barnacle Boulevard, traveling off of Leighton Davis Road. This is looking from behind the house and the shop area out towards Leighton Davis Road. Leighton Davis Road would be out here in these pictures. This is the parking area for the office shop if the conditional use were to be approved. This is the picture showing the area between sort of the first and second parcels. You can see the location of the trailer that's on the second parcel, which is the current office. One thing I did want to highlight, and you'll see it in a picture, is that there is a very mature line of trees and growth that exist about where that second lot begins between this property and the neighboring property on this side. Again, this is another picture just showing that same area. This is the building that would house the office and shop area. This picture is if you were facing the property from Leighton Davis Road, you're looking right down the left-hand side of the property. You can see where that mature growth begins right about here. But of course, as you can see in this picture, and frankly all the pictures that you've seen, there's a great deal of pride that's taken by this owner in the property and its condition. And the same holds true for the property on the left-hand side of the picture. You can see that that's another neatly manicured and landscaped property. And in a moment, I'll be handing Mr. Whitehouse a letter of support from that neighbor on the left-hand side in the pictures. Another picture of through the building that would be the office and shop. This is the second property where that trailer was converted to an office, and it currently has the offices for Delaware Concrete and Apollo Homes. This is the, we'll call it the yard area behind that office. And since we were on that picture, these are the containers and building materials that are stored on the right-hand side if you were facing the rear of the property. And you can see that's the material storage area that was referenced on the site plan. This is that same unit. This is, I've moved to the third lot here, I'm sorry. This is the trailer, the residential trailer at the third lot, because you can see the Quonset hut. You can see the top of the Quonset hut in the background, which is in the left-hand corner. Again, this is used residentially. This is a picture, again, of the yard area for that third lot behind the trailer. This is a photograph looking down the right-hand property line from about the location of that third trailer to the rear corner of the property. In the background here, you can see the Patriots Glen community that I referenced a moment ago. Try to take pictures around the entire property. This is a picture of the photograph, and these pictures were taken about 2 weeks ago. This is a photograph of the rear boundary line of the property. And As you can see, it has the same consistent fence that existed around all of the property and is landscaped. If you move closer, certainly the most interesting part for what the Planning Commission does would be the Quonset hut and storage of materials in the left-hand corner when you were looking at the site plan. And so you can see that structure a little bit closer up in that picture, which is fenced from the residential use by a vinyl fence that's depicted in the picture and shown on the site plan. The as those pictures shown, there was a great deal of pride taken in this property and its changes over time. The time that has been spent waiting in the queue to get to the public hearing this afternoon has been well spent by the applicant. Within the project book materials, there was an entrance permit from DLDOT that was granted. In addition, the state fire marshal has reviewed the plan and approved it. Within the project book materials, there was a turning template that was used to show how a truck that was going to make a delivery could enter the site off of Layton Davis Road, go down Barnacle Boulevard, turn around the circle, the paver circle and patio area or paver area there, and return back to the road without ever having to back out on Layton Davis Road or make any other unusual or improper driving maneuvers. I note this for a couple of reasons, primarily though, because should the Planning Commission see this favorably and then County Council adopt an ordinance, I would anticipate that the site plan would be back in front of the Planning Commission in short order as the building where the office is located cannot receive a certificate of occupancy without a site plan that's appropriate. And so that building is awaiting, hopefully, an ordinance that adopts a conditional use, allowing this use on the property. Section 115-39, which is in the GR section of the code, has a list of conditional uses. One of them fits this application perfectly because it states that one of the conditional uses in this district is for residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purposes of this chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. I recognize that the Commission's familiar with the purpose of a conditional use. But for the members of the public, there are uses that are of a public or semi-public in character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of area residents, but because of the nature of them, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. And that will be the key to this application, I think, from the Planning Commission's perspective, as well as the public, is any conditions that would be placed on the site plan or the conditional use approval. At this time, I'm going to hand to Mr. Whitehouse some proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. And Mr. Robertson's helping me so I don't forget, so. Within those, the letters that I'm just handing to Mr. Whitehouse now, the first two pages are from the applicant himself describing his arrival here in America, and then a little bit longer description of what I went through at the beginning. The remainder of it, of those documents, are eight letters of support. As I mentioned, the one from the neighbor immediately to the left. All the letters are from neighbors who are in the immediate area, immediately across the street, again, adjacent to the property, and they all support the application. As I mentioned, there are proposed conditions that would go with any recommendation of approval for this. And I wanted to go over them quickly and just highlight four of them specifically. The first one is the use, and that is on page 3, letter A. And it just says that the use is limited to office, workshop, warehouse, inside and outside storage areas in the areas and buildings specifically designated for those purposes on the final site plan. And what was envisioned there, and certainly the Planning Commission and Mr. Robertson may have a different way of saying that, was that the site plan will indicate how each of those buildings is going to be used. There's a number of buildings and a number of areas for outside storage And then there would be areas, of course, where there wouldn't be outside storage. So those would be things that were designated on the final site plan, again, as it showed here on this site plan, but then ultimately, of course, as it went through the final site plan process. And it could, you know, for instance, a good example of this would be noting on the final site plan that the trailer that is currently where the offices are located is going to be returned to a residential use. And then, of course, defining and describing specific areas for outside storage. And of course, this helps Mr. Whitehouse and his office and the constable's office. If a neighbor says something, they can point to a site plan and say why that use is occurring there or that object or item is being stored there. The next condition is B. It says that all work other than storage of materials has to occur inside. The only thing that would be done outside on this site would be that storage of materials. The next, of course, is that I wanted to highlight is D, and that is the proposed hours of operation, which is 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday with no Sunday hours of operation. Of course, there are people who live in the residences, so they obviously live there all 7 days of the week. But as far as business operations, that would not occur there. In addition, I did want to note that some of the things that are here on this list are things that exist on the property. For instance, it says that the perimeter of the property will be fenced. As you saw in the pictures, that's already done. But if it's a condition, then that condition, of course, has to continue beyond just its current condition and example. The other thing is there is a sign that's suggested in the conditions. It is a 32 square foot sign, which is the standard sign in both the GR district and also what this commission often does for conditional uses of this nature. That concludes our presentation. Happy to answer any questions, as well as Mr. Youssef, Mr. Perez, are happy to answer any questions that the commission or staff may have.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
Just a couple for the record. The sign you just mentioned, would you like it to be lighted?
Yes.
Okay. Types of materials stored outside. Are there any materials stored outside?
There are materials that are stored outside, yes.
What types of materials? Just for the record.
I
know you've got them in your list, just brief.
The types of materials are, they relate to the landscaping of things. I don't know. Actually, Mr. Youssef was the one who took the pictures. I'll ask him if you want to describe them for us.
For the record, my name is Kenneth Youssef. I'm with Morrison Ritchie Associates, an engineering firm locally. The materials that are stored out there right now, there are some welded wire mesh mats. There is insulation that's used for foundations and buildings. The insulation is enclosed and neatly and stacked with plastic wrap around it. There is also some irrigation, like foundation drain pipe out there. There are some forms, a lot of the form work and that type of material is stored inside the Quonset hut structure. There's some other equipment that is parked in the storage areas that they use as part of their business that comes and goes.
Great.
Thank you.
Are there any types of equipment used to move materials around on the site, like skip loaders, forklifts?
There are.
I think
yes.
We need to have that on the record.
There are, yes. They load and unload using those pieces of equipment.
Okay. This might sound like a silly question, but I want it on the record. There's no concrete pumping trucks or concrete mixing and delivery trucks stored on the property?
That is correct.
Okay. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Wingate.
That's a great story. Appreciate that. And following the American dream, that's good. And it is a very neat site. I just had a couple, again, for the record. So, and maybe I missed it during your presentation. I know you said there's 40 employees for the concrete portion, but not 40 employees would be there. So for the record, how many people would be occupying the office building?
7 to 10, depending on the day. So, I mean, 10, I guess, would be the better number to use there.
Okay. And I think that's all I have for right now. Thank you.
You mentioned that there are some, there's some heavy equipment that's used on site. Are there, you know, is there any service or maintenance that's done on those vehicles that's on site that might result in your storing hazardous chemicals or anything?
There is what I would call routine or light maintenance that's done on, like, the skid steer or such that is there. And those materials are, you know, they're not stored out. They're stored properly and then disposed of properly as is required. There's no overhauling of engines or any, you know, that type of work that's done at the site.
Thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. All right. Staff, anything? Counselor?
None for me.
All right, then. Strutt, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2460, Jose Hernandez Perez? Yes, sir.
My name is David Steele. I'm an employee of Lennar. Our office is in Millsboro. I'm speaking on behalf of one of my coworkers as well, Mr. Bryden Hayden. He wrote a letter that we would like to share with you. Dear Sussex County Council members, I'm writing to you in my capacity as Vice President of Customer Care Experience for Lennar Homes, overseeing the Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania Division. It is both an honor and a privilege to express my enthusiastic support for my dear friend and esteemed colleague, Jose Manuel Hernandez Perez, owner of Delaware Concrete Foundations and Slabs, as he seeks your approval for a conditional use permit for this complex on Barnacle Boulevard. I have had the pleasure of knowing Jose personally and professionally since 2010. Over the years, I have witnessed firsthand his unwavering dedication to excellence, his integrity, and his deep commitment to the community. His contributions to the region's growth and development are evident not only in the quality of his work, but also in the relationships he fosters and the trust he earns from home builders and customers alike. In our industry, where accountability and reliability are paramount, Jose and his company consistently set the gold standard, a distinction further underscored by their receipt of our division's Trade Partner of the Year Award. The complex on Barnacle Boulevard is a shining example of Jose's vision and craftsmanship. It is not merely a functional space, but a thoughtfully designed project that reflects his dedication to enhancing the community's aesthetic and economic landscape. This facility has and will continue to create jobs, support other local businesses, and serve as a hub for innovation and growth. It aligns seamlessly with the goals of Sussex County to encourage thoughtful development that benefits its residents while preserving the character of the area. Jose's commitment to excellence extends beyond his professional endeavors. He is a devoted advocate for local causes, frequently contributing his time and resources to initiatives that uplift and strengthen our community. His steadfast support for Sussex County's residents underscores his genuine investment in our collective future. I urge the council to grant the conditional use permit for this project. Doing so will not only support a dedicated and accomplished local entrepreneur, but also pave the way for meaningful contributions to the county's continued prosperity. Jose Manuel Hernandez Perez has demonstrated time and time again his ability to turn visions into reality, which has and will continue to benefit many Delaware residents. Thank you for this consideration. I am confident that your support of this project will yield enduring positive impacts for Sussex County. And he said, regretfully, he had a prior engagement today and couldn't be here, so I'm assisting. But thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
All right, who else would like to speak in favor?
I would just add, while he's walking back, that was one of the letters that Mr. Hutt submitted too.
So okay, so we have that. That's in the record. Great. Okay. All right, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2460? Speak in opposition. All right. Anybody on the commission have any questions? All right, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.